Is it even worth it? Is it even worth it with a capture rating of 41?
Let me work it. Flip that thing down, flip it, and reverse it.
And then beef jerk it. I don't know. That sounds terrible. Hey, how's it going? You're back.
Not bad. Not bad.
You're back. How was your vacation?
Vacation was nice. Beaver Island's still beavery. We intended to go because they have this big, you know, infamous 4th of July celebration with, like, fireworks. And in case you're a recent fan of Bald Move, my favorite place in the world is an island in the middle of Lake Michigan called Beaver Island. And the only way you can get there is by Bush Airport or ferry.
Yeah, no bridge.
No bridge. There's no way to get there, just a car or to hike to it. And it's very isolated and cool. And it's got a very cool, interesting culture of being a no-shit, like, Mormon kingdom that then became an island getaway for Irish thugs and toughs. Before that, it was known, you know, like everything else in North America, owned by the Native Americans before we ran them off. But it's a really, really, really cool place to be. Unfortunately, apparently you have to make boat reservations in July, in like January, to get a July 4th weekend, and we missed that. So we went the week after, and it was great. We had one day it's kind of cold and rainy. The other days were warm and pleasant. We had, this was our kid. Usually I take two trips to Beaver Island a year. I'd take one adult trip and then one trip with the kids. And we rented like a paddle boat for the bay, and, you know, the kids took turns paddle boating. And
did you give the stand-up board thing another shot?
No, fuck that. Although it was glad, like, that's the funny thing. Just as I convinced myself to not bring my sailboat, Lake Michigan somehow had a stiff breeze and glass smooth water conditions.
Huh. Like, perfect for sailing.
It would have been ideal. And there was, dude, there were so many sailboats. Yeah. Last day I was there, this big two-masted fucker that had to be like 70, 80 feet long and had like a crew of 20 people pulled in.
Holy shit.
And it was like, oh, I had like the old like rat lines that you'd scramble up to the different masts and like little crow's nests. Like, it was like authentic as fuck. This little, I think you'd call that a brig if it's got two masts. But it was super
white?
Cool.
Was it white? Because I feel like if you have a boat like that, you don't want it to be like the white fiberglass look.
Oh no,
you want it to be wood, dark brown.
Yeah, no, it was definitely that kind of construction.
Nice. Nice.
So I meant to take a picture of it and post it on the sailing subreddit because I'm positive someone would have been identified, but I was not able to get to its stern before they got anchored away, and I had to get on the boat to go back. So,
what did it have a name written on it?
It did, but I was too far away to see it, yeah. And I didn't have time to run up to the marina and take a picture of it, and then get back to the boat before it took off.
Right,
because the Beaver Island Music Festival is this weekend, so like. Hmm. There probably was 30 sailboats pulling into the harbor, and they were just kind of anchored in and like mass influx of people to the island. It was kind
of
cool.
Yeah, I guess thousands of people show up to that island.
Yeah, on certain occasions.
On occasion.
Like St. Paddy's Day, July 4th, and the Beaver Island Music Festival.
Huh.
But no, it's cool. I'm excited to go for our extended adult trip in August.
Yeah.
The other cool thing is Pokemon Go dropped during this vacation. Cecily got it day one, and I couldn't believe how much fucking shit was on the island, dude. For a fairly deserted, out-of-the-way island, it was
surprising.
Pokemon gyms and training stops and Pokemon everywhere. It was a bonanza. Have you played Pokemon Go?
Yeah,
I know, so you did. This is facetious.
I know.
I made you play Pokemon Go in the passenger seat when we were driving to the movies last night.
Right. I'm on like, your phone, so I can catch Pokemon for you.
Sure.
Yeah, so my girlfriend was playing it, and we were hiking on the weekend. And
like you do.
I decided to load it up, too. So, yeah, I loaded it up. My account name's Penis Chew.
How do you not instantly get banned on Nintendo for
having Penis Chew? I guess it's Niantic. They don't give a shit. Because it's the account name. It's not like... and then I named like all my Pokemon stupid names when I caught them. And
yep.
It's like real dumb stuff. I'm not really playing it as intended. But,
yeah.
You know, I played to level 4. I've got a few Pokemon in my stables. I've turned Pokemon into candy.
Ah, sure.
And
through
and
some
vice
kind of
versa.
grizzly process.
Yeah.
Same way you make sheep into bricks and
Minecraft.
In Settlers of Catan.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
So I thought it was interesting and cool, and I got into it largely because my girlfriend is into it, and the idea of, like, taking my son on a hike with his little tablet in tether mode, and or going to, like, King's Island and just, like, playing Pokemon in addition to other fun stuff just makes me happy to think about. But last night, I got done with my Mr. Robot research, and I was kind of, in my second watch, I was kind of jacked from watching it because it was a cool show.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't ready to go to bed yet. It was about 12:30. So I went out driving at night. Dude, it's bizarre.
What do
Jungle
you
mean? Gyms must have had 50, 60 people just milling around in the parking lot, battling for that gym till 2 o'clock in the morning.
What?
I went to the park. It's dark. You're not allowed to be. It's illegal to be there past dark. There was dozens of people battling it out at the local gym. Like, it. I don't. At what point do the police, like, you know what? Fuck all this shit. We're sending in tear gas and rounding you guys up and getting you out of here. Because the temptation to go to, like, a school at 3 o'clock in the morning when the little shits aren't there to defend themselves and take over their gym, like. And that's the other thing. Like, I'm like, I could see myself getting into this, and maybe I can hold a gym or two around me. No. There's a new class of homeless people that just camp out in parking lots in the middle of the night and play Pokemon Go.
Oh, man. That's a good solution. So you get a bunch of used, like, cheap Android
phones. No.
You hand them out to the homeless, and you say, join the Charmander team.
Can we eat this Charmander candy?
No.
Can I snort this Stardust that I'm earning? No.
Pay him in Big Macs. I don't know. Just, like, get them to go hunt the zones for you. Hunt the gyms.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's a business to be had. There's money to be made in the homeless Pokemon Go market.
Probably.
I'm certain of it.
Probably. That's what we need to find a way to exploit the homeless so that we'll actually give a damn about them. But I can't believe, and I've heard of people, like, getting in car wrecks because they're trying to catch Pokemon as they're driving by in the highway. I just read today that two guys were pokey hunting on the Pacific, like, around the Pacific Highway, and they fell off a 200-foot cliff because they weren't paying attention.
What? How? Oh,
I mean,
God.
They probably had the alternate reality mode on, and they weren't playing, because that's the thing, like, one of the cool things
is... But
that
would show you the cliff, wouldn't it?
Right, yeah. I don't know.
On your phone.
You're putting body English into that Pokeball that you throw.
So. Yeah, it was weird playing in the car, because, like, I'd see a Pokemon, and I'd have it in my sights, and you would turn.
Yeah,
and you got to fight. It would go this way, and I'd have to spin my whole body around. I
turned that shit off. It's so much easier.
Yeah, I never even tried it.
I think the actual mechanic of catching Pokemon is fun. Like, there's this little mm-hmm. bit of skill of, like, you got to toss the ball and hit them right in their stupid faces.
Yeah.
They're ridiculously cute faces, and
it's a nice fuck you moment to the Pokemon.
I know,
gotcha.
And you know me, I'm like, unless I'm around my son, it's bald moves. So I'm like, yeah, right in your fucking face, Pikachu, hit you right in your stupid head. Get in that ball, you jackass. That's how I'm talking to him.
Me too.
I don't know. I just wonder and what happens, like. What happens at 3 o'clock in the morning when some dude's just tired of this little shit taking over the gym for the third time tonight and just runs him off with a baseball bat? Like taking your corners back, Avon Barksdale style.
Oh, that shit happened all the time in Ingress. Like,
really?
People would build obstructions, like fences and shit, around the gym spots so people couldn't get
the power
to
nodes
to take them back. Yeah.
I tried playing Egress. I got an early invite from a guy that we knew that worked in Amazon in Seattle. And I'm like, oh, this is the coolest thing ever. And then I realized that I was the only one playing it in the suburbs of Cincinnati, and there was nothing to do.
Right.
Whereas this Pokemon thing is, like, even in the sticks, like, I can't believe how many fucking gyms and Pokestations and Pokemon there are everywhere. This has been an overnight. Nintendo's stock went up 11% the day this thing hit.
Should have bought stock.
If I'd have known, I would have, because, like, where can you get a day one 10% return on your investment?
Google.
It's crazy. It's
Google 10 years ago.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it is. I don't know why it's so popular other than it's Pokemon.
And I'll probably stop playing at the moment that my girlfriend and son decide they're done with it. Because like, I don't think it has that kind of staying power, especially if I don't feel like I can, you know, if I can't success. Because the other thing is, I went to the gyms and, like, their Pokemon are easily 3 or 4 times more powerful than mine.
Oh.
Of course, you know, I just started playing like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, you passed where I am. I haven't got to level 5 yet, so I can't do
it. And I'm already on Reddit, and I'm doing min-maxing leveling strategies and, like, mass evolving and, like, just, you know, like, it's okay. So dumb. Why am I doing this, man?
I don't know. It's a lot of effort for no payoff.
I got this thing with Dark Galaxies, too. Like, this click the win type game where you played it with different, and you'd have these futuristic soldiers, and you'd have, like, you know, income extraction. Oh. You had to upgrade to bases.
Yeah, you were telling me about that.
And, like, I got into because I actually thought, you know, you and I at one point were kicking around the idea of designing one of these games, and I'm like, okay, well, this is a successful one. I want to study its pitfalls and see, and I got addicted to it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, and now my phone, my computer with all my lunch topics is restarting.
Taste it.
Fuck you, F Society. I don't know why. I'm pretty successful staying off of games like this, but every once in a while one will get me, and like I just can't believe how susceptible I am to it.
Yeah. Oh, No Man's Sky's coming out soon.
Yeah, that's another one that I don't know. Like, I feel like I'm skeptical towards that, so it's going to have to really, really be fun when I'm watching you play it for me to jump into.
Sea of Thieves will be out eventually. That's where it gets you. That's where you finally get hooked into the MMO.
Yeah.
Sea of Thieves is going to be, could be amazing.
Yeah, that's right up my alley. I'm actually already on books. I'm 80% the way through book 6 of the Aubrey Matron series.
For the, what, third time?
This is my third time through, yeah.
Jesus.
It's 21 book series. It's so good. I'm very excited about that game. I got a piece of new information, just found out last night, and I have to talk kind of elliptically about it. And anyone watching or listening that might know details of me and Cecily's personal life and can put some of this together, please don't talk about it publicly because I don't want to get her in trouble. But so my girlfriend works as she's like the head of the customer service department of a internet startup.
Okay.
A couple months ago, they hired for their public relations person a person that's famous for being the personal assistant of a reality TV star that you would all recognize if I said their names.
Okay.
And she's been telling this reality star about the company. One thing's led to another, and the owners of the company are in high-level talks about, like, they're in the third rounds of negotiations about making a reality show about the company Cecily works for. With a strong emphasis on the customer service department.
Wow.
My girlfriend might be a reality TV star, dude.
That would be fucking amazing.
Like, I almost don't want to talk. It's like one of those things where I don't want to talk about it because I don't want to fuck it up. Like, I don't want
to. And then we do a reality show called Accidental Reality TV Star. Boom, it blows up.
She's already saying, like, I'll wear a bald move t-shirt. I'm like, yeah, you don't, like, you yes. don't have to do that.
Every single day. Why are you wearing all these bald move t-shirts?
Yeah, what is this bald move shit? But, man, that,
we have to blur our logo.
Because she got in this company about 2 years ago and rose, like, really quick to the top of the department, and they've treated her well, and they seem like a really legit company, and I cannot be more happy or pleased that she would have this fun, crazy opportunity.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, so, like, if it ever becomes official, I will definitely, you know, put it out there for everybody to check it out. But
how seriously do you think she's going to take it? Is she going to try and be a little ridiculous? Well, see, that's the thing, like, act, or is she just gonna be herself?
I know she can ham it up on occasion, and I don't know, because she's got this really, like, really dry sense of humor.
Yeah
I don't know how that'll, and also what will the editors make of it, because that's the real question.
You could pull that off. I mean, like a Jim Halpert, right, from The Office.
Mm-hmm.
You could pull off the understated dry sort of British,
but what I've heard about all these reality shows is what actually happens on the cameras and what the editors edited together to make it seem like is two separate things.
Right.
So
they'll start some fake feud between people.
I mean, I know that, like, in this particular case, there's a lot of colorful personalities that work here, and, like, the owners are kind of, like, all got interesting stories. So there's a lot of, like, just natural crazy stuff to work with,
right.
And the nature of the business is kind of it's kind of bizarre too. Like, there's lots of weird shit coming in and out, and it's a little bit of Pawn Stars kind of,
okay,
that flair as well.
American Pickers or something like that.
Yep.
Here's what we, you and me, need to do about this.
Oh.
I think we
fuck it up.
I think we need to rent office space in this building.
Oh, that's the other angle.
We need to be a part of this show. We need to weasel our way into that company.
Well, at the very least, if this makes the light of day, can we do a Bold Move podcast about the reality show?
Oh my God, that's perfect.
That'd be so fun.
Oh, and that Cecily character, I don't know about her. She's
and I'll have the stars on lock because I know them.
Right. Exclusive interview with Cecily from
Company X.
That's what they're going to call it.
X. And again, like show. I said, I'm pretty sure she might have mentioned what company she works for on one of our personal pod, or not personal podcast, but one of our side piece projects. So, like again, if you put all this together, please don't talk about this on the forums or publicly or anything. This is just something that I'm super excited about enough to talk about. And I probably shouldn't, but I got the okay if I don't use names of companies and all that stuff that is cool to talk about. But I don't want this to get fucked up.
No, that sounds amazing.
I feel real super bad if like this fell apart because, you know, some kind of you whisper its name and it dies.
Right.
So that's cool.
That is cool. I don't know how much more you want to talk about before we get to Bald Lunch questions, but we've got #Bald Lunch Bald Lunch on Twitter.
The other thing I want to talk about is the things I could talk about is Harmon Quest, which I don't think you've seen, so I kind of want to wait for you to see the first episode of that. And also the Rocket League finals.
Oh, yeah. I watched some of those.
Dude, yeah. That was fucking cool.
Like, it is cool. I don't know about these announcers fools, but
well, there was this one thing where they were doing color commentary in between one of the matches, and the match came back, and they weren't ready for it, and they're like, "Oh, what? The game started? All crap!" And then they looked at each other and bust out because they're doing this affectation of like an ESPN announcer.
I know that's the part that I don't like about it.
They're in the sets, and they got the sets just like it, and the suits, and like. All of these things are things that need to happen. Like, I really like the play-by-play and the analysis of some of the stuff I watched. Yeah. However, it's almost like they're ironically being ESPN sports guys, but at some point they lose the plot and it comes across, it kind of like bro culture. Yep. Like, that was, you know, programming and all that was originally an ironic embracing of the college frat boy.
And now everybody's fist bumping and calling each other bro.
But it's like not even ironic anymore. Yeah. And I'm like, man, I don't know if I want to see my, MLG sports shit covered like Jim Rome.
Right.
And Keith Olbermann. Like,
that's the thing I hope we never become. Like sort of this disingenuous character.
What a great episode last time there, Jim.
That's horseshit. Yeah.
No, I don't.
So, I mean, that's the one thing that kind of got to me about that. That whole setup is how much they're trying to ape that style. Yeah. I wish they would just figure out a format that appeals to people who are interested in the e-sport.
I guess we should explain that Rocket League is a virtual soccer game where you play it with like full-scale cars that are rocket-powered. So you have giant metallic balls that you're
trying to... And these big enclosed arenas. Big,
And the cars can actually like limited boost so you can actually get aerial play. And it's really... I mean, the level of play was insane.
And those aren't even the best players I've seen. Like, if you go to, like, Kronovi or Sad Jr. or some of those guys, like, they are amazing. But these guys were really good.
And also, I think some of that was that you're talking about high-level play against high-level play. A lot of those highlight stuff is against scrub-level competition.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen a few matches where I was more impressed. But but definitely, these guys are amazing.
Yeah, like some the rotation. Some of the blocks and shots that they were taking and the aerial play was just amazing.
Here's the funny thing I noticed is, like, as they were doing it, I could see what they were doing and why it was smart, like, while they were playing and, like, where they made mistakes. And then, like, I would recognize it, and then immediately the announcers would go, oh, that's a mistake because this and this. And I'd be like, yep, exactly right. I just don't have the physical control that they have. Well, so, like, I get the tactics because I play this a lot.
You're essentially explaining why the pleasure of watching sports. Like, that's why I like football.
Okay.
I couldn't play it, but I've gotten, like, and as you gain an appreciation and understanding, you fall more in love with the game. And, you know, I think smart commentating is key to that. So I was
super
impressed by how all out this production felt.
I don't like virtual sets. I really fucking don't like virtual sets.
I don't know why people got such a boner about them.
I imagine at some point we might do something silly like that. It'll be like when we were playing around
the Catman's rig. It's like it would just be us.
We should just. So I want to do what I really want to do is I want to take matches of Rocket League, and I want to do our own ridiculous commentary.
Sure, yeah, that's been something on our radar.
Yeah. And maybe we can do it as cat people. Like,
yeah,
on why a the virtual fuck not? Set. Yeah.
Or do lunch entirely like in Chris Hardwick mode.
I think that'd be amazing. Just like, because I was doing that, like, while me and my girlfriend were watching it, I was just like, because the guy had, like, you know how, like, you eat something or you drink something and it causes a little bit of heartburn and, like, you can hear it in someone's voice a little bit.
Okay, sure.
I could hear that. And I just, like, the whole time I was making jokes about, oh, yeah, in between matches, oh, bring me another roast beef sandwich. Like, this one had a little too much horseradish. Maybe cool it down.
It's too spicy.
I'm getting a little burpy here. But, you know, between the play and the roast beef sandwiches, it's really been a good match.
You know what would take this to the next level? I would love to hear, like, they need more instant replays. Because right now they just they take advantage of the game's instant replays. But also, I'd love to hear the internal cams of the teams. Like, when they're showing those replays, to hear their communication breakdowns.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Get the communication on both sides.
Kind of like, so when they do mic'd up at the game, and they take the most interesting parts and see what they're saying. And, like, is someone screaming at somebody? Are they all good gaming? Are they all dropping, you know, calling each other homophobic slurs? What's going on?
So if I were the people who made Rocket League, who is it? Cy something?
Cyanogen? No, that's the Android mod.
I can't remember what it was, but... if I were them and I was really focused on esports, I would make a way for an entity to control the match and pause it. Because, like, in football, they can pause the play, right? Like, they call a timeout or whatever.
Yeah, there should be a timeout function.
And they do a TV timeout. Right. There needs to be a way for them to make space for a replay when a really good play happens.
Yeah.
So you can break down for the audience the strategy.
Surprisingly uncommercialized. Like, I thought that there would be a lot more commercial. They definitely had some, but, like...
Yeah.
I mean, this is something I guess they're trying to generate interest in, so they're not, you know, like kind of like the bald moose strategy. We don't try to aggressively monetize things because we feel like we're in the growth stage.
Mm-hmm.
Once we're out of the growth stage,
watch
break,
out.
Yeah, get ready, fuckers, it's coming. No, okay, I think that's the things I want to talk about. I'm gonna force you to watch Harmon Quest. Actually, you're on vacation next week. That's the other thing I want to talk about.
Right,
I'm gonna try solo lunch.
Okay.
I'm going to try solo lunch. And
I think you could pull it off, whereas I would just not.
Why? You pull off solo Let's Plays? What's the difference?
I've done it like once.
Yeah?
And the difference there is I have something to do when I'm not talking.
Okay.
Like something that's engaging beyond just me talking. I feel very uncomfortable monologuing.
And here... Oh, see, that's my...
I know. That's what I mean. Like, you're not going to have a problem with that. Not at all.
Hearing myself talk never gets old. Would like to I've talked about my interest in doing a advice column type show.
Right.
So I don't give a shit what you come and ask, but if you want to give your hashtag bald lunch questions or your questions on our Google Hangout app, if you'd like to do that, if you like to send us kind of self help or advice column, like I'm not saying it's going to be good advice. There's probably things I'm going to easily be stumped with because it's not like I got vast reams of life experience, but that's something I'm interested in trying out. So if you want to ask Aaron his advice about stuff, and if things get slow, I might pull my son into the lunch because I think I'm going to have him next week too. So,
okay. Yeah. Bring in Mind Dragon.
Bring in Mind Dragon.
I'm feeling a little inadequate with these, with your microphone decorations.
Yeah, well, you know, strap Ghost up there. Have him hump your mic.
Yeah, he's not strapped in is the problem.
Oh, this guy, he's got the chains. He's chained into the pits of the microphone.
Yeah, I want him about here.
Do you want to take turns? Because I got one question queued up here. Do you want to get some bald lunch? Hashtag bald lunch questions on Twitter.
I've got a few of them. Michael McBride wants to know, what do you guys think of the Emmy nominations this year? Hashtag bald lunch.
Steaming pile of horse shit.
What the fuck? The Leftovers.
How?
With zero nominations.
How?
How do you watch Regina King and Carrie Coon go head to head and not nominate one of them?
I get that it's not everyone's cup of tea, but at the very least, acknowledge the superiority of the performances.
Yep. Yep.
If you're going to fucking give a blowjob to fucking Downton Abbey and Homeland... And all the other tired shit, at least can Regina King get a whiff? Right.
Carrie Coon's going to be on Fargo this season. Do you see that?
Yes, I did see that.
Amazing.
I'm excited.
It's a travesty that Leftovers didn't get any nominations.
On the other hand, you know, Mr. Robot.
I put it up as best show. Like,
Yeah.
Hands down, best show.
Yeah. No, I'm outraged. And that's why, like, this is why, if you ask, why I don't get excited about the Emmys, because I remember when The Wire won Never.
Right.
Like, that's my personal favorite, I think the most important show in the last 20 years, and the Emmys did not bother to even give it any consideration at all. So,
it's ridiculous.
Like, it's fun when your show gets nominated, and if it, like, you know, I'm excited about Mr. Robot because I want to see Mr. Robot succeed. I want Mr. Robot to continue to be good, number one, and then I want to see it succeed. You know, it's nice. I know there's a lot of American fans out there, and they've got some acknowledgement. But, like, you know, I thought it was interesting that Horace and Pete got shut out, the Louis C.K. project, side project.
Yeah.
Because I thought there was some that was an interesting concept, and there was some standout performances. Emmys is a shit show.
It always is, yeah. And, like, I mean, all the award showers are shit shows.
I feel like the Oscars does the best job.
Okay, fair.
Maybe the Grammys are not bad, too.
The music stuff?
Although Milli Vanilli won, so...
right.
I feel like that some of them do it better than others. The Oscars may be the most prestigious and interesting one.
Yeah.
But yeah, I fucking Emmys, man.
Okay.
Let's tag team. I'll go on Google now. Okay. Dan G says, have you guys got much planned for the off season beyond incessant Pokemon hunting? Just dropped in the UK and I love it. I mean, we got, so Mr. Robot's going strong.
Right.
Game of Thrones rewatch, which, by the way, I had some cautiously optimistic hopes for how much of this audience we'd retain. Holy shit, beyond my wildest estimations. Like,
I think we kept over
75%.
No.
You said that
we did 300,000 on the latest.
Oh, did we? What are we up to right now on day
one? 100.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, so, like, by the end of the week, we'll be up to probably 150. Like, I was hoping that
we
keep
20. 50%,
I was hoping we keep 20,000. The fact that there's six
40.
Figures, holy shit.
Yeah, so it's doing real well for us, which means we might go beyond season one.
We'll see.
I don't know, because we have two more seasons left of this. If we do one season at a time like we did with Breaking Bad, we could run it to the end. But
yeah, and that's the thing. Be careful, because in October, you got Walking Dead coming back. Right. You got Westworld launching.
But,
like,
that's really it. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to have Halt and Catch Fire in August.
I don't know. I just came... I'm a little burnt out. I came off of a season where I was way overextended myself. And to the extent that I didn't have fun on some of these podcasts. And I feel like that's one of the key. Like, everyone...
Yeah.
You know,
we have to have fun.
If you're not having fun and it feels like a grind, it's not going to be a good time for the listeners. So, but on the other hand, I mean, strike while the iron's hot and... you know, it's not a horrible thing to save, like, season two for next year when it's going to be a short season anyway.
Right.
But it's also, like, I could see it bringing it back in the slow, like, it'd be a nice thing to cover
January.
In the winter. Yeah.
Yeah.
And when winter has come, go back to season two.
Right.
I don't know. I don't want to make any promises, but I'm super excited about how that's turned out.
Yeah.
What else? We got the Kerbal. If you're a video
game
fan,
we're gonna start dropping those. Yeah,
we did a long time ago where we did like an intro to Kerbal, where we've got different missions that we're trying to accomplish. That was fun. I would like to finish polish off Life is Strange.
Right.
That's definitely on the summer docket. Yeah. I would like to get you to watch some of the television I've watched. So we can get some Bald Move TVs together. Like, I would like to give a little bit of coverage, like Ballers. I would like to talk about. I don't know if I can get you into Outcast, but
Ballers,
yeah,
is back.
Ballers is, I don't think it's back yet, but it's like it's coming.
Well,
like,
I've seen Ballers.
Yeah, I know.
I watched all of Ballers.
Right. But I'm talking like I'd like to talk about Outcast.
I've seen one episode.
Oh, you did see the first episode?
No, we watched it together, man.
We watched Outcast together.
Yeah.
And
I thought it was awesome.
I think we talked about it. Okay. All right. Well,
you're losing your damn mind. Whatever. I do that too.
What was the other thing? Like, I'd like to get your opinion on Lady Dynamite.
Right. I haven't seen that yet.
The Night Of is pretty fucking good, dude.
So I hear. A lot of people asking, are you going to do a Night Of podcast? Look, we don't really do season one podcasts.
No.
Come on.
Like, I know, but yet we're going to do Westworld, but that's because we were like...
It's an exception because we're super interested.
Yeah, we did Leftovers the only reason we did Leftovers is because we grew up in a cult, and we heard that was a big focus, and we're like, you know, fuck it, we're going to do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, No, but it's really good. It's like someone tried to make the perfect version of Serial and Making a Murderer, with really great performances and production.
Put John Turturro in it.
Yep.
I like John Turturro. I think John Turturro is an amazing actor.
Yeah.
And he gets short shrift because of his comedic roles.
Shrift?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what else we got. I mean, I know we've got other things.
And his transform. What were you thinking, John Turturro? He was thinking money.
What?
Money, money, money. Transformers.
Oh.
His fucking government agent.
Dude, if Michael Bay offered me like $100,000 to.
Yeah, but you're not John Turturro.
To take Optimus Prime's middle finger at my asshole, I would take it.
It's a big finger.
I would take it. Yeah, well, it's $100,000.
You need all of that to repair your butthole.
Plus, it's like it's less personal. Like a chic, you know, like that's you know, it's a robot, dude. It's like it's like a medical procedure.
What can it really do for Optimus Prime? Like, is he getting off on this? Is Optimus Prime like programmed to?
Optimus Prime's a freak.
In the sheets, a truck in the streets.
How about a freak in the sheets, man? You know he is. That shit he gets up to, that detachable robotic probe that he keeps in, is like it's the GIMP. He keeps that that roly poly robot back in his.
Oh my god!
His semi truck. No, that's in his trailer. Fuck no, that's some weird shit.
I hardly even know you, Optimus.
Yeah. Where do we get we got some quips coming out.
I might want to do another one of those today. We recorded what I think might be our
best quip, but it'll be months from now before it sees the light of day.
I'm on vacation, so maybe a few weeks.
Oh, that's
from
true.
Now.
I might do a quip next week. I thought the quip we released this week, you had to fuck off before.
Good?
Yeah, I thought it was really good.
What were some of the skits? I don't even remember. I need to listen to it.
Shit. You would ask me, you asshole. I can go to Bald Move's website and answer that question. Do you want to talk about some of the things we're trying to do? Because we've got, guys, confession time. Our technology's gone to shit.
And absolutely.
We have big sweeping changes. Like our cart.
Turns out it doesn't scale.
Our cart is charging international shipping prices before you check out, and it scared a lot of people off of the merch. And you know, we're going to be redoing the cart. We're going to be redoing the engine that we're not. Abandoning Club Bald Move, we're actually changing the engine that it runs behind, and it's not going to change it. It's just hopefully just going to make everything better and quicker and
a lot smoother.
Because we find out that like a lot of the non-scaling of the problems we had with Game of Thrones, and the reason we kept on throwing more and more resources because that the rate of the subscribers were causing the problem.
Right.
Because it was causing the way that this WooCommerce system works as this authentication is that you know. When we have more club members, which is a good thing for our pocketbooks, it actually disproportionately affected the resources of a server.
Right. It subverts our caching techniques.
Yeah. So we're like, you know, there's a couple things we're going to be doing fairly quickly. One of them is we are migrating our server infrastructure to Amazon's Elastic Computing platform.
Yeah, the AWS platform through a service called Pagely. They kind of pull that together. It's expensive, but it's worth it.
Yeah. And that's where, like, you know, this is like the financial video I'm keeping work on is to show, like, that as we get closer and closer to making it, our costs suddenly explode and balloon. And
right. And we're no longer making it.
Yeah, yeah. So,
and we're also talking to Recurly to do our subscriptions.
Right. To take that's what Giant Bomb uses.
Right. Like, CBS uses that as their platform. A lot of big companies. Disney uses that. Like,
we're graduating to big boy. It's like no longer the stuff that Jim cobbled together in his free time.
Right.
We're
to shit now.
Because of your support, you know, we are moving on to bigger and better solutions because.
And we have to.
As frustrating as you think it is to go into Bald Move and see a 503 gateway error, try being the guy that's trying to release a podcast and like just hoping that this time you hit F5, it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
And knowing that 100,000 people are
doing the
fervently
same thing.
Waiting for this thing and
like
we're disappointing them by the second.
Dear God, please, will the system work long enough for me to get the podcast updated? Please. Yeah. Like, it's
that
the
was
worst.
A real trial. During Game of Thrones season. I hated that.
Never again. We, you know, come hell or high water, we're going to restructure this shit. So help is on the way on that. Let's move to another Bald Move lunch question. Hashtag Bald Lunch.
Okay. Hashtag Bald Lunch. Will Anna Duarte
Sure, that's
says,
a name.
That's a name. It says, will you guys ever consider doing vlogs, maybe around Halloween for the haunt or during Bald Move outings? Hashtag Bald Lunch.
So I got an idea.
Yeah.
I found, so there's a low-cost GoPro knockoff with pretty good reviews that cost $40 a piece.
Okay.
I had this idea of, let's get four of them, strap them onto all of our foreheads on Beaver Island, and race up Mount Pisgah.
Oh, have a Mount Pisgah
race. Yes.
Because I walked up that thing last time.
Wouldn't that be hilarious?
Are you talking about the face of it? Like the sand dune face?
It's like a 400 foot tall sand dune. And it's the war. It's like trying to crawl up a quicksand thing. And
yeah, I straight tromped up the the sand part of it. Like there's a sand and then there's like a ridge that goes up the side of it.
Yeah.
It's a little easier to walk. And I was like, yeah fuck this. I'll walk up the sand part. And I did and got to the top and man, my heart was beating. I was out of breath.
I think that would be fun.
Until you get to
especially
the top.
Especially if we like are talking shit and like we're gasping and like you know, just like on our hands and knees trying to get to the top. I think that'd be fun.
Yeah, maybe we'll put together some Beaver Island video. That sounds cool.
But I don't know what do you think? What are you wanting to see out of the vlog, I guess? Because
like a Green Brothers type thing?
Yeah.
Where we talk about current events and whatever's on our mind?
Like we do a call and response type video between us. Like, I'm up for anything, man. Like, you got solid ideas, and we've already established I love monologuing, so.
Right. Okay, let's hashtag Bald Lunch. Let's keep the train rolling.
Yeah.
Will I be seeing you guys at Comic-Con next week? Hashtag Bald Lunch. No, you will not. We are but poor podcasters who do not have the money to go to Comic-Con.
It's funny because we got invited to a panel.
Yeah. So somebody wanted to do some live streaming panel stuff with us at Comic-Con.
But they didn't have the pull to get us free access. So.
Yeah, we don't have the money
to get out
there.
I got briefly excited because I'm like, fuck yeah, if we can get like, I might even have paid my own way out there if we could have gotten like a ticket. But
oh yeah, you have to get I mean, if we didn't have Comic-Con tickets at the time, we'd have to get media passes or something.
That's what
something.
I'm saying. Like, if they had the pull to get us a media pass or some
I
kind
bet
of
we could get a media pass to Comic-Con.
I think we could now, yeah.
Pretty easily.
And maybe next year, because I feel like we're about to the point where...
Maybe New York Comic-Con, even.
Ooh.
Like, that'd be cool.
Ooh. I've never been to San Diego. I know you have.
Yeah,
But the thing, I lived there for
10 years.
I think
so,
us going to San Diego Comic-Con would be a shit show, though, because, like, I can't imagine us getting access to the panels and... Like, you'd be there just to be hang out
surprised.
With people. Really?
I think you'd be surprised at the media access we could get. We are probably what they consider influencers.
At this point, with Game of Thrones and Walking Dead alone.
Yeah. So I think we might be able to get some access. Fucking Jay and Jack had a panel.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I would like
Comic-Con.
Let me do the Leftovers panel, for fuck's sake.
Right.
You will not find a bigger, more committed fan, and this is the last year for it, and it's never going to happen.
Get me... as you would call him, Damian Lindelof.
Yes, bring me Lindelof.
Bring me Lindelof, bring me Thoreau, bring me Kuhn.
Yes.
And we will go to town.
Lay them out
shit.
On a table before me.
Right.
And we will sort through their innards.
Bring me Eccleston.
Yeah.
Bring me the head of Eccleston.
Bring me his Hydra's banner.
Right.
I would take that so serious, and I would do the best fucking moderating. I feel like I'm Donald Trump now.
It'd be huge.
It'd be the best moderating job you've ever seen. It'd be classy and gilded and shit.
Right.
Trump
University.
Man, now that I said that, I wish kind of we'd push harder for that, something like that to happen.
I mean, maybe after season three we could push for a wrap-up.
Yeah, but then again, panel. Andy Grant Greenwald probably is going to be the moderator of that panel.
Why? He hated season one. Fuck that guy.
But he works for HBO now.
Fuck that guy.
You know, six figures.
Fair weather leftovers
six
fan.
Six figures changed your opinion, you know. He was all on from the cave woman forward.
He's now a fan of, I don't know, girls and...
Mr. Robot. We talked about, did you see Hacking Mr. Robot?
No, I didn't
Pretty
see
Pretty good. That's one that I might actually watch on a weekly basis.
Yeah, maybe.
He was a pretty okay. So, no, we're not going to be at San Diego Comic Con. Rocket City. If you want to go down to Huntsville, we'll be at Rocket City.
Hashtag Bald Lunch. Chris Chambers says now that Game of Thrones is over, Bald Move, get up and move. Wait, Bald, get up and move. Fitness challenge.
Yeah, I mean, what do you guys want to see from that? Do you want to see like? Do you want us to weigh in and like keep track of like what we do for fitness or?
I mean, I occasionally
because I'm using this Edmodo application that
it
actually keeps track of the mileage I'm getting on run, you know, walking and kayaking and like all the stuff I've been doing, I've been keeping in that system, so I could produce that.
Does burrito eating count as fitness challenge? I'm on day eight of the rewards.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I need
3 more days and I'm good on this month.
Okay.
I will get that.
Do you want to talk about that? Like your idea for...
Oh, yeah, yeah. So
burrito-funded meetups?
If you don't know, if you haven't been to Chipotle this month, Chipotle is doing a rewards card now where they're giving away for people who make it to certain levels.
I know all this shit, so I'm going to catch Pokemon while he's talking about it.
Okay. You want to edit this other podcast while we're doing it? Also, how would I edit a podcast when I have to record on this machine, right?
Oh, that'd fuck, be a you're shit right. show. We were talking about it because we just finished Mr. Robot's podcast. Like we literally...
Four minutes before the show. Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? You should edit Mr. Robot while we're doing this podcast. And you're like, I can edit a podcast or I can have a conversation. I can't do both.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering if people would be interested in like us doing a segment about the editing process.
Right. I think it'd be cool to do behind the scenes stuff. How we get our shit done and how we're improving it and
yeah, and also all that stuff. How like little effort we spend in the post-production.
Yeah, no, I mean, we've got a system down.
But we got it, yeah, we got it down to science.
Right. Anyway, what was I talking about? Chipotle's reward card system. So yeah, they're doing a rewards card and they give you this card. You swipe it every time you come in. Once a day, you can swipe it. And if you go 4 days, I think you get a free burrito. Then three, you get another. Then two, you get another. So 11 days total, I think, is what it is. And if you hit 11 days each month for the next 3 months...
But you're doing that breaking a sweat.
I do every single month. I've done you every month since 2014.
You roll out of bed on the 8th and you're done.
Right. Well, the 11th.
The 11th, sorry. Hey, come on. You do more than one burrito a day sometimes.
Well, it's per day.
Oh.
So you can eat 15 burritos a day and it's still 1 day, right?
That's the gym rule, they call it.
Yeah. They instituted that just for me. But if you hit 11 days for 3 months in a row, July, August, September, you get a free catered lunch for 20 people. So I'm thinking, there's no way I can eat 20 burritos. I can try my damnedest and I won't be able to stuff them down.
You could freeze it in your freezer and you'd never eat it.
Right.
It's like the pierogies you got in there or whatever.
Right. That have been in there for a year. Or, so I can eat them all myself, or I can do a bald move catered lunch for a bunch of our fans, which I think would be fucking awesome.
Yeah, because we're tiptoeing closer to live events. This has been something that's on our... That's the other thing that we're doing in the summer, is we're doing some of these cool behind-the-scenes things that need to be done to kind of move the ball forward.
Right. So I'm thinking, like, if we can get a live event going, maybe it's a thing where, like, we do a live event, but you can do like an added fee or whatever to get one of the catered lunches.
Right.
So more than 20 people can show up.
Right.
Like that's my feeling is like we want more than 20 people if we can, but only 20 burritos. I'd be happy if 20 people showed up
for a live lunch. That would be pretty sweet.
Right. It'd be cool. Yeah. Or for an On the Rocks, you know, which we haven't done in ages.
Uh-huh. It's going to start up. I think after you get back from vacation, we're going to start them back up.
Okay. Yeah. I'm out of town Tuesday night, so. Mm-hmm. Can't do one. But yeah, I think that'd be super cool.
Okay.
To do a catered lunch for Bald Move fans.
Next question. Next hashtag bald lunch.
We didn't really talk about the fitness thing very much, but
well, that's what I'm saying. I don't know what people want. Like, do you want to I can get a Google Doc going where people can enter their name, you can request access for editing. And you can enter your name, and you can put in a weigh-in, and you can, like, is that what you want? Do we want, I mean, I don't know what, you know, is this, like, the Biggest Loser office challenge, except for we're doing it for the entire network? Like, I don't know what the people want. I don't know what the people want, Jim.
I can't tell you what people want.
So, I've been steadily losing a bit of weight here and there. Like it's the thing is like I'll lose 5 pounds and I gain 2, and I'll lose 4 and gain 3. Like it's like very it's
a recipe for success though.
Yeah, it's definitely on the downward spiral.
One step forward, one 0.8 steps back. I fucked that up. 2 steps forward, one step back.
One salad for dinner, one eating half a cheese wheel at midnight.
Why would you do that to yourself?
I love cheese, man.
You eat cheese just on its own?
No, with crackers and like meats.
Oh, all right.
That you know the fancy salamis and meats with Jungle Gyms. Like that's Like, yeah. I got this sharp cheddar from Wyke Farms that's got, like, it's got it's super, yeah, yeah, the meats for sure, but it's got this super sharp cheddar taste, but it's also got these crystals. They're like in a by process of the cheese that, fermentation process.
It's heroin. You're addicted. It's methamphetamine.
But it's like, it's that's got like this just texture I can't get enough of. Oh my God, I love this cheese so much.
Huh. That's not the big cheese, is it?
No, I get it. That's actually from Sam's Club.
Oh.
Because me and Cecily have a Scample Saturday. I don't know why we called Sample Scamples. It's probably because my son mispronounced it once, and we've been doing it ever since. Right. Where we go as a family to Sam's Club on Saturday afternoon and just gorge on the samples. Jesus. And this Wyke Farms was a product of that. Like, sometime around Christmas, we're like, this is the best cheese we've ever had. And we, every month, we go to Sam's Club once a month to stock up on meats and stuff.
Samples worked.
And the fucking, that Wyke sharp cheddar is on rotation. The thing about Sam's Club is, like, I got really in love with this particular type of sausage they had. And then, like, it's gone. Like, it rotates out and you can't, and, like, I... One time we went and got to get the cheese, and they'd moved it to like two freezer things down or two like cool vegetables down. And me and Cecily actually had like a moment of like, what are we going to do in a post Wyke Farms world? And then we went around a corner and it was like, you know, the Jews coming out of the wilderness and coming into the promised land. Like that kind of.
Write that down. Like write down what type of cheese, what brand, and you can buy it elsewhere. Like, it's not like they go out of business when Sam's Club stops.
You're going to fucking FedEx cheese? That's what you're going to do?
Why not?
Yeah.
You FedEx all kinds of... You can FedEx frozen fish and you can FedEx fresh meals.
Can like, you?
Yeah.
Can you FedEx a fresh meal?
Yeah. Personalchef2go.com.
BlueApron.com.
Yeah, you can...
Well, you know what, Blue Apron, if you want me to say something nice about your product, maybe sponsor Bald Move. Until then, I'm going to say your, like, wilted ass bullshit coming to my door is not going to work.
You're going to change tune real fast when mid-roll gets on Bald Move.
All right. By the way, I'm drunk, and it's not quite 2 p.m.
Same here.
Next question.
Hashtag Bald Lunch. Binging season one of Leftovers now. Should I expect season two to be a big improvement over season one?
Well, first
in your
of
opinions,
all,
when
you.
Does it get great?
Finale.
Season two.
The finale of season one.
Okay. But I think season two overall is way better than season one.
Yeah, but still, you remember the finale of season one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, season one is real good.
And then, like, again, if you get to the finale, are you in the helicopter and a boat episode, the one with the
two helicopters
that focuses
boat
on Matt, the character of Matt, Christopher Eccleston's
Am
character?
I?
No, I'm talking to... Yeah, I'm looking at you, but I'm talking to the contributor.
Sorry, I didn't say the name. Brett Zoeckler.
Brett, if you are to episode, I think, four, about the it's a single focus on Matt and you don't get it, probably bail. If you make it to the finale and you're like, I don't get it, definitely bail.
Yeah, right.
Because
season
two is more and better of the same, but it doesn't fundamentally change its relationship to you as the viewer.
Okay. I'm all on board with, season two is a big improvement over season one.
It's like with Justified. If you get to the end of season two and you don't like Justified, then move on. It's not for you.
Chris Chambers with another question. Hashtag Bald Lunch. Indomondo supports user-made public and private challenges for calories,
that's the app
kilometers, active time, speed.
Yep, it's awesome,
etc.
And it's free.
Okay, Indomondo.
You can get that's the application I use. Indomondo.
What about
Fit
City? I don't know that's
the other thing about Indomondo. It supports a surprising amount of
sports
options.
Thatflab.com.
Like kayaking, biking. Huh. Swimming, hiking, I don't know if it keeps track of sex, but,
plus I don't know that I'd want to publicize that information, frankly.
I got nothing to hide and much to be proud of.
I mean, I'm not saying necessarily have anything to hide, but that's personal.
You know, at one point you asked me to look up, what we talked about on the last quip.
Yes. Did you get that?
Mad Ramen. Pretty good.
Okay. I don't really remember our pitch for that, but
Draper in Tokyo pitching ramen noodles.
I will go listen to the quip, because quips are always fun for me.
Lunar Kind, which you suggested was a moon base designed to make weed. Designer weed.
Of course.
Surprisingly Pisces, the story of a man who is trapped in a Lovecraftian horror small town where he continually dates women with fish hoo-has.
Right.
And men.
Yeah, we went.
Because he's like, I've seen the women and they got fish vaginas. I'm going to try, maybe I'm gay.
Sure.
Average Tokyo High School, which is about what you think. Spit Shining Bronzeburg.
Okay.
Which hits
our
some,
second pitch on Spit Shining Bronzeburg.
That hit some high highs, yes. Yes.
So we did a run at Spit Shining Bronzeburg in one of the previous quips.
And we talk about this on the show. Yeah, yeah.
Right. Oh, we do? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. We talk about how we did it and we just deleted it. But then we spent some time on it and came up with some greatness.
Yeah.
I just spit shined the microphone. Filthy Amateur Folk.
Filthy Amateur
Folk. Which.
What is that?
That's us.
Is that like a porn?
Kinda, yeah. We talk about a dystopian future where everyone's naked and it got weird. It got weird.
It went places.
Pregnant organ donors, which we essentially noped out of.
Uh-huh.
And Ivy Bag Island.
Oh, right.
Where the state of Hawaii saves California by floating bags of potable water across the Pacific currents.
Right.
So essentially what if you never listened to a quip, I encourage you to do so, because I actually think they're funny. They're legit funny.
I think so, too.
And I get to listen to them as a fan because we record them months in advance, and then we pull them out of the archives. And, the way we do it is we, just take X amount of segments from a variety amount of hours of record, and we pook it up, and we pook it up, and we package it.
Yeah, we pook it up. Pook up the good ones.
We pook up the good ones. We poke down the bad ones, and we put it out on the intertubes for you guys to enjoy. And it's essentially we randomly generate a title based on some internet tools that you can go to, reality TV generator or TV drama generator, and then we pitch what that title would be. Like, if you made a show of that, what it would look like.
I think my favorite from the latest one was the Brady Sale Show.
The Brady Sale Show.
It's pretty strong.
Got dark. Do we have another? We got a time for another bald lunch question?
Hashtag bald lunch in reference to the vlog question, perhaps a day in the life of a podcaster type vlog, MTV Crib style.
Roll out of bed
at the
crack of 11 a.m. I had this idea of this kind of day in the life where we do. Like a camera of we follow me walking out of my apartment down the stairs across the campus up to your thing into the studio and we just do what does a day look like? I think that'd be solid.
Yeah,
Worried though. You're worried that people are gonna identify it. About to move. Let's do it.
No, I've got months left here.
Nah, we release it the week of your move. And then there's
release
only
it after I move. Yes,
there's only a week that people could creep up on you.
Okay,
no one's going to creep up on you.
We can record it, and we release it the day after I move.
Why do you worry about this?
I don't want people showing up at my door.
You think bald move fans are going to show up at your front door?
I'm a very private person. Yes, I don't like that sort of thing. I'm creeped out by it.
Okay, all right.
They might want to take a selfie with me, and I don't want any part of that.
All right, Elliot.
At live events, sure. If we do some live events, we do some live events,
right? Because it's on neutral
territory.
You want
a selfie, right? I'll oblige, but
I'm not. I just don't feel like our fans are going to do
that. Probably in my underwear.
I don't feel like the fans are going to do that, and if they do, I'll stick my attack cat on them.
God,
release the cat hound. All right, another ball question.
We're out of questions, and I think we're out of time. So
and I'm about out of liquor.
Yeah, same here.
I felt like that was a pretty good lunch.
Not I don't
bad,
know.
Not terrible.
I feel like we could have riffed on Optimus Prime a little bit more and his stinky fingers, but...
He riffed on my anus.
Okay.
Riffed. He riffed, R-I-F-T, tore it wide open.
I guess so.
A portal to a new dimension inside my body. I think that's actually the shooting script that Michael Bay is working on for Transformers 5.
I don't know what's happened to this show. Something's gone wrong.
We too much drinking, I think.
I guess. I don't know. I thought it was a decent, normal human-sized pour.
The other thing I've been thinking about of late, because it's July, Christmas in July, we're halfway to Christmas. What are we going to do to top the winter festivities that we got up to last year?
Right.
I know you don't want to do the exact same thing, and I kind of am... You don't want to do the booze tree?
Fuck you, Dan Gordon. You stay away from me. You stay away. No selfies for you.
Then Gordon's going to sail across the ocean blue, like Chris C before him. And he's going to land on the native Jim population and exploit them.
No part of it.
Mm-hmm. He's going to burn his ships and nothing but exploit you for gold.
All right, sure. What were you talking about?
I don't know.
Sorry, I got distracted by Dan's.
I don't know. What are we going to do? Like, you don't want to do... You seriously don't want to do the... Like, I get not doing the song. But the booze tree's solid,
The
man.
Booze tree was too much work. Like, every day we had to be on it.
What else are we doing in December, man?
Like, well, maybe we want to do something other than 5 days a week a booze tree video.
You really want to do something other than 5 days a week booze tree?
Maybe one of us wants to take a day off.
Well, you got the weekends. You can just go. You can, if you really want to stay sober on your weekends, and that's your business.
No.
Crazy.
A shot doesn't get me drunk.
Okay.
Like one of those off
three
the booze
shots.
Tree, Fridays got me drunk.
Friday, yeah. But I thought Fridays were fun. Like they
Fridays
were widely
were a ton of
hailed
fun.
As the best lunches we've ever done.
It was a lot of fun, but I don't know that I just want to repeat what we did last year. Like, I want to try and top it. But you're right. What do you do to top the booze tree?
I don't know, man.
Because it was glorious.
And the tree, like, the song, like, it was super fun. Like, that...
It was.
I say this every year, but that was the best Christmas ever.
Okay. Yeah. It was a ton of fun. I enjoyed it.
Okay.
I just don't know that I want to do the same thing.
All right. I just like the booze tree as a tradition. Like, that's the bones that which we build some other spectacle around. Like, I definitely don't want to just sing a song or something like that. I mean, I don't know what it looks like. I don't know if it's like a gift of the magi where I cut my hair and you pierce your nipples and...
Why? How would cutting your hair make any sense?
Because I paid for your nipple piercing, but your nipples aren't hair anymore. I don't know.
But cutting your hair, like, would people even notice? Like,
I meant to say cutting your hair, because you're getting Samson-esque over there.
Yeah, I'm doing the crazy, I'm doing long hair stuff here.
Holy shit. You could go Super Saiyan right now.
Good. My hair was a little bit lighter.
I just realized, you wore that shirt last night, you son of a bitch.
I did. But I wore it for, like, 2 hours.
Yeah.
I do that. I recycle shirts. Cause...
Geekbait, because you... So, I was in line behind... We watched Ghostbusters last night.
Oh, right.
I was in line behind you. This guy, super excited you had the Coronado Trilogy shirt and, like, talked you up. And then he didn't stop.
No. I was like, I just want to order popcorn, man.
He said, that's the coolest conversation I've ever... Like, he and his buddy were talking about you in particular and your goddamn shirt throughout
After
my entire
left?
Order. Yeah. I'm trying to get my fucking Coke and ice cream, and they're talking about how cool you were with your T-shirt.
Can I just say...
You're the coolest person. He said, direct quote, you're the coolest person he's met in his 3 months of working there.
Well, he's not wrong. He's not wrong. Uh-huh. But can I say that the coolest person who I've ever met is a person who... His name I can't remember.
A. Ron Hubbard.
Who directed me to this shirt. Because I would never have found out about this shirt unless it was for one of our Bald Move listeners.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they sent me a link to... No. It's some other site. They sent me a link to it, and I was like, yep, that's a cool shirt. Buying one.
All right. Okay, we got to get going, because I got to check on my kid to see how he's doing.
I got to post to Mr. Robot Podcast.
And so. That, too.
Yeah.
So we will see you guys. Actually, we won't. Jim's got other things, better things to do.
I'll see you... Are we doing anything live between now and then? No.
Nope. But I will see you next Friday, because I love you. And I
hate you, apparently. I guess that's how that works.
And I'm a monologuing asshole, and we'll do a lunch just solo and see how that goes.
Yeah.
Maybe bring on Mind Dragon. So if you got if you want to ask a 10-year-old something. 9-year-old. He's 9 for another 2 months.
Oh, okay.
Getting so big. All right. I'll talk to you guys later. Thanks. Have a great weekend.
See ya.